All right, good morning. Good to see each one of you today. Trust you've had a good week. This morning's going to be a little bit unusual, a little bit different than our normal Sunday morning worship gathering is. I want to take a few moments to meditate as an assembly on Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. Joy in God. Something we talk about a lot here. And it is our stated purpose for existing as an assembly. And it is, according to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, and the purpose for our existence in the world. To know God, enjoy Him forever. What I want to do this morning is less cerebral than usual. I want to take some time today to experience what it might look like to pursue joy in God through His Word. In some ways, this might act as a model for how we might do this in our own lives, how we might pursue joy in our personal lives on a daily basis, and hopefully give us some sense of what I mean when I exhort us as an assembly to pursue joy in God. Psalm 42 and 43 are songs of lament. They are songs of mourning, we could say. And so there will be a sense in which our gathering this morning will be a time of lament. Or we could refer to it as a healing event. And I mean this in the most theologically profound sense, not in a surface sense in which we seek to fulfill shallow desires. It will be a time for meditation, prayer around the message of this psalm. Let's go to the Lord in prayer then. As we begin, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit of God to bless and to guide in this time. Father, we ask this morning for the quiet and calm in our souls so that we can hear you when you speak to us through your word by your Spirit. We ask this morning that we would not simply understand truth in our minds, but that we would understand it in our hearts, that we would feel what we know. As we come before you this morning in a spirit of thoughtfulness, meditation, prayer, and even lament, we ask that your Holy Spirit would, through the truth of who you are, bring healing to our hearts and our souls in the ways in which we need it most. We ask for these undeserved gifts. On the merit of, in the name of, Jesus, who died that we might be made your friends. Amen. In order to give us perhaps a guiding or some guidance, so we call this time a bit of a guided worship. I want to just talk through the text a little bit to give us a sense of what's happening. We are at the beginning in Psalm 42, beginning of Book 2 of the Psalms. If you have a look at your Bible, you'll see it says Book 2, the Psalms. There are 150 of them broken into, I believe it's 5 books. This is the beginning of the second one, where we move from Psalms of David primarily to Psalms which are Levitical in nature, meaning they are written by priests. And so you get that sense coming through in this song. Here's a priest, we don't know who exactly, but he is writing about the temple. The priests in Israel, the Levitical tribe, lived in their own region, but lived on a roster where they would go to Jerusalem periodically and serve for a period of time in their various roles in overseeing the worship at the Jewish temple. And so you get a lot of that coming through this text. This priest is not at the temple now. And so he roots his feelings and his thoughts in this poetic expression in the physicality of being separated geographically from the place where he has experienced the presence of God and the closeness of God so often. And yet by the end of the song, we realize that it really isn't geographical. The altar, the temple, these are merely symbols for a spiritual reality that he is feeling. Now, Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 are generally recognized to be a single psalm. They were broken into 2 psalms, sometime very, very early on, at least the 3rd century B.C. Nevertheless, most scholars believe these make up one song. And one of the reasons that that's the case is that there's a single refrain. We find it in verse 5. Have a look there. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. That refrain shows up again in verse 11. And then it shows up again in Psalm 43, verse 5. And so if we take these 2 psalms and put them together, what we get is a song with 3 stanzas, and at the end of each stanza is the refrain. In the hymn, the modern hymn that we're quite familiar with, we had something of that nature. We had 3 verses and a chorus, and that's what this psalm is. So we'll be treating Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 as one psalm, which is probably the way they were originally intended. Either way, it should do no harm to the meaning. 3 stanzas, 1 refrain, which is repeated 3 times. Now, before we move forward into a little bit more meditation on the text of the psalm, I just want to quickly show us the theology of the psalm. The first hint is at the beginning, and the second one is at the end. We'll start at the beginning. Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. The psalm begins. Psalmist begins by saying, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Again, there you see those Levitical tones of when will I be back with God. The psalmist here feels pain. He feels suffering. He is thirsty. He wants, and what he wants is God. He longs for God. There is no metaphor here, no filter. No, well, he says this, and that's really ultimately, he just goes straight to the point, I want God. And as the psalm progresses, we see his longing played out in conflicting emotions. He loves God, he trusts God, but he struggles to reconcile his pain, his longing, his sense that he does not have God as fully as he has had God. He plays that out. And he seeks to reconcile it with who God is. And he sets this out with this startling honesty, this startling transparency. This is a psalm that you would write in your journal. This is not something you would publish. This is too honest. It is too emotional. It is too vulnerable. This person, in his pain, in his suffering, which we'll see, there's more to it than just being thirsty. There are circumstances in his life which are difficult. And in that, he does not pretend everything is okay. He does not hide his pain. He does not avoid the reality of his confusion and his conflict. Rather, he prays it out. He prays it out to God. Against God, toward God. But we have to ask the question, why? And this brings us to the end of the psalm in Psalm 43 in our text. Here we see the secret to why he goes to God with all of this, why he wants God, why he longs for God. Psalm 43, verse 3. Verse 3 and 4. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Again, you see this Levitical language. He's thinking in terms of the temple, the ritual worship of ancient Israel. But he tells us why he wants God. here. And he tells us in the clearest possible language. The reason he wrestles through this to God is because he has found great joy in God. Have a look at the text. Verse 4, he says, God, my exceeding joy. Right? He says, God makes me happy. When he is close to God, his gladness is joyful. That's the Hebrew. His gladness is joyful. It's a superlative. It's like, God is my greatest joy. He's my best joy. And the psalmist believes that if he can get back to God, he'll be glad again. That is why he wants God so much in the first two verses of the psalm. He wants to get back to God, to be glad in God again, because God is his exceeding joy. This raises a couple of questions for us. Number one, do you find joy in God? Is God the height of your joy? Is he a person who gives you a sense of hope and gladness because of who he is? Do you want God? We're going to take a few moments of silent prayer to answer those questions. Is God my joy? Is he a person who gives me hope and joy when I think about who he is? And do I want him? We'll take about 2 minutes. If you want to close your eyes, bow your head, and answer those questions to God in your heart. I want to take a moment to outline the format this morning. I told you there are three stanzas, three refrains. What we're going to do is we're going to look at each stanza one at a time and just notice the themes in that stanza. We will then have a brief time of response. Each time will be something slightly different, but a response in which we interact with the truth we have just seen. And then finally, there'll be a responsorial reading. And what that means is that I'm going to read the stanza and you're going to read the refrain. So Mel's going to show us the slide for the refrain quickly here. This is the text of verse 5 and verse 11 and verse 5 of Psalm 43. Same text. And when we come to the responsorial reading at the end of each stanza, I will read out the stanza. And then when we get to the refrain, you will read with me this refrain as a prayer. So, themes, response, reading. All right? Three stanzas, and then we'll be done. Here we go. Stanza one, Psalm 42, verse 1 through 5. Text begins, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? We have here a sense of longing for God's presence. Verse 3, he goes on to show a sense of loss, a sense of sorrow. Verse 3, he says, my tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? We're not told who. Probably external people, enemies of the gospel, perhaps non-Israelites. Perhaps it is those who are the object of their Levitical obligations outside of the temple. Priests were not just to work in the temple, but when they were not in the temple, they were to go train the people in the law. They were to show them what God had said and teach them the truth. And perhaps the people in Israel aren't really very receptive. Or perhaps this is his own heart. The voice is in his own mind. Where is your God? There's a sense of loss and sorrow as tears are his food. There's also here a sense of isolation. The people around him are not in fellowship with him. He feels alone. That sense is continued in verse 4. These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. He's talking about when he goes to the temple. And there's a throng, there's a multitude, and everyone is glad in God, and they're singing about it, and they're excited about it, and here he is, and there's no throng, and there's no multitude. And whoever is there says, where is your God? There's a sense of isolation. And finally, in verse 4, there's a sense of nostalgia. These things I remember. Remember what it used to be like? I remember when all of that was happening, and it was great. And I felt close to God. And I was glad in him, and he was my exceeding joy, and I'm not there now. Our response to this stanza, I'm going to hand out cards. If I could actually get Douglas, perhaps, just make sure everyone gets a card and pen, if you need one. Thank you. The card is not for anyone but you. You will not return it to me. If you need to write in code so that the person next to you doesn't see it, that's fine. This is only for you. And the question I want us to ask is, what is the pain I feel today? What is the thing in my life that I lament? And I don't think there's one thing. I think there may be many things. We've just talked about four themes: longing for God's presence, loss and sorrow, isolation, and then nostalgia. Now, in a moment, Mel's going to play a song. And what I want us to do in response to the first stanza is to read through the entire psalm. So that's Psalm 42 and 43 personally. You read through it and look for the themes in it that you're dealing with, or write down what has already been raised in your heart. So we're asking the questions, what is it that I am feeling today that I need to lament, that I have to wrestle through with God, that I'm not at peace about or with, and write it down so it's concrete as you read through the psalm, as the music plays. When it's done, we'll do our reading. I'll read verse 1 through 4, and you'll join me for verse 5. Let's stand for the reading. as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Thank you. Please sit. Stanza 2 begins in verse 6 and goes through to verse 11. The first theme we see is in the fourth word of verse 6, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. There's a sense here of remembering God. There's a choice here to remember God. In verse 7, he goes on to express a sense of being overwhelmed by powerful forces, deep calls to deep. At the roar of your waterfalls, all your breakers and your waves have gone over me. Not only is there a sense of being overwhelmed here by powerful forces, but there's a sense that God is behind this pain. He says, your waterfalls, your breakers, your waves have gone over me. In verse 8, he remembers the stability of God's love. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love. And at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. He's back to remembering the stability of God's love. But then in verse 9, he is questioning God. Questioning God, I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? The psalmist is questioning God, why do I feel alone? Why do I still feel this pain, God? In this very same section, verse 9 and 10, we see that the psalmist is feeling oppressed and isolated. He has adversaries and they're against him and they're taunting him. Our response is going to be a time of silent meditation and prayer. And then we will follow that by a reading. Join me in meditation and prayer now. Please stand as we read the second stanza, beginning verse 6, and join me for the refrain. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you. From the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love. And at night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why do I go mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Please sit. Third stanza begins in Psalm 43, verse 1. Here we have a number of themes. At first, we have a sense that the cause is under attack. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. There's a sense here of being misunderstood or misrepresented. There's a sense that evil is winning through dishonesty, through injustice. In verse 2, the psalmist turns again to questioning God. Verse 2, for you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? The psalmist wants to know, why has God rejected him? Why do I feel this pain? Verse 3, the psalmist asks for light to see and truth to trust. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. That is Mount Zion and the temple. He is asking in verse 3 and 4 to be led back to God by this light and this truth. Verse 4, then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Verse 4, there is a confidence that closeness to God will make everything all right. And he will offer sacrifices of praise on the altar of God, and he will praise God with music. We're going to have a response to this stanza from another song taken from Psalm 42 and 43. And during the song, we'll have a time of silent meditation and prayer. This will be followed by our reading. Join me in meditation and prayer. Let's stand for the reading. Beginning in Psalm 43, verse 1. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people, from the deceitful and unjust man. Deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Please remain standing as we close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you this morning that you do not shame us or shut us down when we feel sad, when we feel rejected, when we feel isolated, when we feel sorrow. We thank you that you have taught us to bring our questions and our doubts and our pain to you. To pray them out, to wrestle them through with you. Wrestling, fighting, striving for joy in you who are the gladness of our joy. May we do this often. In Jesus' name, amen.